Discounter House.
We're marking prices way down just to get it out the door in order to make room for more great appliance deals.
These appliances need to go, all brands, including Samsung, Bosch, and GE.
Come by any of our beautiful showrooms and check out these clearance items priced so low that we're not even allowed to advertise.
The appliance discounters deal so fine since 2009.
Hey, bro, I like that.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hostility, agitation.
I have that. There's plenty of that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 6th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason for, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years. They've been part of this show. I'd like to keep it that way, and that'll only happen if you take some just really good, simple advice and maybe get their advice on how they feel about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more, or your 401k if you're changing jobs or retire. We'll talk. I'll give you a phone number and a whole lot more, but first...
Hey!
Let's do a round of introductions. It's a control board direct from 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Got some sad news. Apparently, Ozzy Osbourne has been rushed to the hospital with complications for flu. So if you're a rock music lover, send him your best regards, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's a surprise that he might be ill. He's always taken such great care of himself.
Yeah.
Not letting any, you know, foreign substances or chemicals in his body. How old? Do you know how old Ozzy Osbourne is?
I know, late 60s.
Turned 70 in December.
There you go.
Mm. Wow. That's all? I thought he was older than that. Well, later we're going to talk about another big birthday today, but if you didn't hear earlier, we'll just let it be a surprise for now. Not on the road... but in the studio. He didn't head northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss, is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain...
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you would like to retire?
Yes.
If so, you can call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Bill.
I can share an email that I just got. I read my emails in the morning, so I got it this morning. It was written last night. Dear Frank, many, many years ago, I used to work at a Denny's. I worked at night, and there was a cook there. He was a terrible cook. He didn't even know how to cook. How he got the job, I'll never know. And I remember saying to him one time, his name was Tim, and I said, Tim, you need to get the hell out of the restaurant business. You're making people sick with your horrible food. Why don't you do something else that you'd be better at, like sell knives door to door? And that's exactly what he did, Frank. I'm wondering, is it the same Tim you have? It can't be that much of a coincidence that there'd be another Tim who was a Denny's cook and a knife chef. Well, it is the same one.
Who wrote that letter?
Yeah, who wrote that?
Buford, I don't know how. I got to be careful with this. Buford, A-Y-N-U-H-S. Anus, I guess. Buford Anus.
Buford? Buford Anus.
It is one and the same. The guy who was that night cook, who was that salesman, who was also a beer vendor at Busch Stadium and a DJ at a roller skating rink. He's now head of research. He's now also head of digital clock resetting. He's our newsman. He's our news director. And he's an author on top of all that. Oh, yeah, he's got another job. Almost forgot. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, Buford still works at Denny's, and his sausage gravy sucks. I'd like to say hi and thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com.
And, folks, that is so important that you do that. Don't you dare use another heating and cooling company. Shame on you if you do, and your AM and the PM. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And Rat Boy said he was just a young boy when he and his family went to Denny's one night and ate, and they walked out and refused to pay the bill because they had ordered grilled cheese, and it was burned beyond recognition.
I'm sorry, wow.
You had that experience. I'm sure Tim's sorry too, Rat Boy, that you had that experience. Boy, Tim, a lot of people seem to remember your cooking days. Incredible. And now it's time to acknowledge the greatest radio studio orchestra in the United States. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And let me see, how can I say to get people to understand that many times the difference we let's say you have two families and they both have about the same household income. Let's make it blue collar. Total household income, $60,000, $70,000 a year total. And then time goes by, and they're still kind of parallel in terms of types of work and what they make and neighborhood they live in. Yet one family always seems to be able to have a little bit newer car, take vacation, seems to be able to weather any little financial emergencies, and then go further on down the line, and one family... when retirement time comes, has a nice retirement, good life, and the other one struggles. In fact, has to keep working a little longer, maybe Walmart greeter or whatever. The difference is probably, and very probably, two things. Lifestyle, spending, but let's say that's about the same. Then there's only one other difference, and that's planning. Somebody planned and somebody didn't plan. Maybe somebody planned alone without any advice, without knowing loopholes and regulations and what investments were out there and what's conservative and what's risky and blah, 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 blah. That's why you sit down with people who do, like Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And, folks, there's nothing about this that can be a bad idea, because if you don't like them or what they have to say, meeting's over, you met them, and you move on. But here's what I think will happen. I think you're going to realize that all this experience they have is very beneficial to you, because they know things you and I don't know. And they Absolutely, because I've gotten emails about this. When they meet with you and take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more, if it's something you're doing right, they'll tell you. They'll say, I wouldn't change this. They've actually done it with me. Yeah, that's pretty good. Stay with it. Stick, you know, don't change that. But if they have some other ideas, some maybe better ideas, they're gonna tell you about them. So, and it's up to you to listen or not, or think about it or whatever. And if you already have a financial advisor, if you went to your financial advisor and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about meeting with Mark and Jason. Should I do it?" That person's gonna say no. No, you don't want to do that. Of course they're going to say that. Here's what I say. Why wouldn't you? How can a second opinion be bad? So whether you have somebody or you don't, Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, they're with Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSC. Their phone number is 636-695-2650. Let's do that again. 636-695-2650. Or, of course, markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
He's
Wichita,
not in those places today. He's here. Courtesy of Window World. The largest selling replacement window in the United States. I would encourage you, if you're even sort of starting to think about windows, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Start there. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Cleveland. Boy, they're loyal.
Oh, yeah.
So loyal.
Thank God I'll be at the beach this time next week.
Both of them.
How does it feel to be 39 and one day old?
It feels okay.
Wasn't your birthday just yesterday?
Yes, sir. It was yesterday.
Yeah, so you're 39 and a day.
I feel youthful, young.
You know when you'll feel weird? No, you know when you're going to feel different, even though you in your mind you'll think you feel, is when you hit 40. At 40, for some reason, even if you still feel exactly the way you did the day before your 40th birthday, you're going to go, 40.
It is interesting. Even though I'm Trevor's slightly younger than me, but your perception of age really does change as you get older, because you remember when in your teens and you go, oh my gosh, they're 25, that's so old, 30, that's so old. And then when you get 30, you're like, eh. But so it's kind of interesting how you change a little bit. As you get older, the numbers don't seem to matter as much. For me, anyway.
Well, okay, just wait. They will. They will again.
Well, my dad is 60. We did this the other day. 67, and he. Yeah. I don't look at him as an old man. He's still active, getting things done, and you know. And it's, I think it's, if you keep active and you act youthful, makes a difference.
Not everybody can do that.
I understand.
You know, I mean, he's lucky that way, because there are people who are 60 who seem 80, and people who are 80 who seem 50. I mean, I think genetics has a lot. You probably got really good genes. I mean, I've seen your dad. He's trim, and you know, you're lean and trim. I think you'll be around a while.
Nice.
Let's just hope you're not still in radio the whole time you're around. I think you'll be smart enough to get that. Where are we going today?
So we're headed to Sarasota, Florida. I had an email from a listener today. His name was Dan, and I love when people email. Feel free to email anytime. Can't always get you right away, but I will answer every email. People will say, "Hey, I'm going to this place. You know, do you have anything, any ideas, or I'm going to this region? Anything I should probably see?" And this gentleman, Dan.
What did I say?
I won't use his last name. It wasn't you. I've blocked your phone number.
no.
You can't please text me.
Ha, 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 ha.
And he said he was headed to Fort Myers, Florida. And I don't know a lot about Fort Myers. I've been there, but just very briefly. But I said there is a place on the way to Fort Myers, Sarasota, Florida. It's about an hour northwest of Fort Myers. And one of the neatest places that I have ever been to, at least in the state of Florida, and it's called the Ringling. And so this is the property that was owned by John Ringling, who was one of the Ringling brothers, from, of course, the circus fame. And learned today there was actually 7 Ringling brothers. I did not realize that. I thought there were just 2. 5 of them were part of founding that circus, and then 2 of them, I think, were the ones that really sort of ran it for the most part. And John was one. And so his winter estate was in Sarasota, Florida. And the state of Florida purchased the property, and they run it essentially like a park. So it's free to get into the park to be on the grounds, and I'll tell you a little bit about the grounds in just a moment. But if you want to go into the individual museums, there is a fee. But this place, it is so cool, and I've never was a fan of the circus. It wasn't really my thing. But
I love the circus.
But I spent half a day in this place. I thought it was fascinating. It was really, really cool. The main part is the home. It's the mansion where John and his wife, I believe her name was Mabel, where they lived. And it's a 55-room mansion. The entire property is 66 acres, so pretty big-sized property, and a bunch of different museums. But the house itself or the mansion is very neat. You walk through, it's neat to see how these people lived. And again, this was their winter estate, and you'll walk through this place, you go, holy crap, like this was just where they hung out for a few months. And it's right there on the Sarasota Bay, which is this beautiful view. So that's really neat. Some of the different...
I bet they never mention anywhere in there the one Ringling brother who's like off his rocker crazy. Bing Ringling, the Ringling Dingling. You let me finish. Hey, is the clown school still there?
Oh, is this a real inquiry?
No. There's a Ringling had school. I guess it's not there anymore because the circus. Well, I mean, the circus is disbanded. I just wondered if they still had the clown school because the circus may be gone, but there are still clowns.
Well,
people who want to be clowns.
Yeah, I don't know if they had that on this particular property, but
it was probably gone.
It was actually called the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College.
Mm. Yes, that's right. It was Clown College.
Wow.
And it was a big deal, and a lot of people went, but I guess it's over now.
Clowns kind of creep me out, too. I don't get
really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not scared of them, but I find them a little creepy.
It shut down in 97.
The circus or the clown school?
The clown college. Clown.
Oh, there you go. So there are two different circus museums. There is an art museum. I'm not a big art guy either, but it's a pretty well-known art museum, if you're into that sort of thing. A beautiful rose garden, 1,000 trees that cover the property, and then tours of the mansion daily, so you can go in and check that out. Now, here's the thing I want you to... Well, couple of things. So they have the train car that John and his wife traveled in. So you have to think about the time. They traveled everywhere by train. And again, these people were really, really wealthy. So they had things on their train that nobody else really had on any sort of passenger train. They had a hot tub in their train car, one of their train cars, which that's pretty wild when you think about the time period. And so that's pretty neat. So you can go and you can tour the trains. But for me, the neatest part about this entire deal, and I almost missed it. I almost walked by this room or this section of the museum or one of the museums, and this gentleman said, hey, you really need to come in and check this part out. And I said, okay, whatever. And I'm so glad that he flagged me down. There is a miniature display of the circus. And so it's a million different pieces. It's 3,800 square feet of nothing but a miniature version of the circus. And they paid attention to every single detail. For example, 7,000 miniature folding chairs.
Whoa. I mean, miniature meaning how big, the size of a nickel?
So usually a miniature is about 1/16th size. So it's, yeah, so they're, yeah, they would fit. Yeah, exactly. About that size. And they're everything. And things move. So if there is a, I don't know, let's just say if there was a Ferris wheel, so the Ferris wheel would be moving. It's phenomenal. It is really, really neat. So it's a million different pieces, 1,500 different performers, 152 wagons. I mentioned the folding chairs. I mean, right down to the dishes. So they have these, you know, little picnic tables, you know, and so you see people sitting down there and dishes and tableware to serve 900 people. I mean, they paid attention to every single detail.
What's it made out of? Plastic or wood?
I don't know what the material is, but there's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he is a well-known guy that does all the miniature, a lot of miniature displays, and he built this thing, and it is, I'm telling you, if you're going to see one thing at this museum, see this. You will be blown away, and you have to walk all the way around this display. It's phenomenal. It's very, very cool, so check that out. And again, the place is called The Ringling. It's in Sarasota, Florida, and if you're going to go, be ready to spend an entire day there.
Howard Tibble.
Tibble. Tibble or Tibbles?
it was Howard Tibble.
Tibble. Okay.
Yeah. And one brother I mentioned, Bing Ringling, loved table tennis, and he played it wearing a ton of jewelry, like Mr. T, a bunch of necklaces. And you can see that there. It's the Bing Ringling. Forget it. No,
Even the crickets ran out of the studio on that one.
Ran.
Too much of a tongue twister.
Oh, boy. I had it, and I lost it, and you know what? Would you edit, just edit that out?
I got you. I got you.
I don't want people to hear that.
Radio edit.
Wow. Thank you. I think I was going to say Bing, and he played table tennis with a lot of jewelry. Bing Ringling, the ping pong bling king. That's.
Oh.
And now that I've actually said it, I wish I had
messed up.
And then what happened?
Said it. You know, actually edit it out, even though I remembered it, I still want to edit it. Edit that out too.
The crickets are all in Manchester. Look at them all out there.
Edit. Radio edit.
They're in their cars speeding up.
Crickets are on the way home.
Before I wrap it up, I'll just to give you again.
Bill.
I'm telling you, this thing it is so cool. So this is how, and again, so think about it. Everything is miniature, okay? So you know how small all of these things are. So this is how big the display is, full of miniature things. The the size 1.5 football fields.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Ooh. And we talk about those little folding chairs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're so little. Dan, show everybody the average height of one of those folding chairs.
Okay. Just
like an inch. Look at that. Yeah. That's the same as how tall one of those little chairs is. Ooh. Really small. Tiny. Yeah.
If you would like to learn more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. Just search for the Ringling.
The Ping Pong Bling pictures. King.
Oh, Lord.
Bing Ringling, the ping pong bling king. It's funnier as you kind of do it over and over.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Or maybe it doesn't.
Okay. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
See, they're with you all the way. Even when I mess up your segment, they're still there for you. Loyal to a fault. That was Bill Cleveland.
Bill.
Courtesy of Window World.
The head cricket just hit the text line. Jiminy, he said he'll be back for the show tomorrow. So.
Jiminy. The number one selling replacement window in the United States is Window World. Please tell the Window World people you're aiming the PM because you know that you are. Tomorrow, Scott Sherman is in the 4 o'clock hour. Thursday, the 4 o'clock hour is an educational, informational, sometimes entertaining, always interesting and enlightening opportunity to hear people who need legal advice and are getting it free from Scott Sherman. That's tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. I cannot believe the texts that I've already received from people saying, I just ordered 9-line apparel. Well, good for you. And you folks that missed the first hour and the whole 9-line thing in that company and what CBS did regarding Super Bowl, you can pick it up on the podcast. If you have the app, you can listen to this show tomorrow or yesterday's show today or a week ago or whatever. Anybody watch the State of the Union thing last night?
Just a few minutes.
I did not.
Nope.
What is Nancy Pelosi chewing on all the time? It's like she's chewing, trying to chew the inside of her face off. Or so. What is she doing?
I don't know.
What is she doing?
You think she has, has the Botox stuff?
Oh, yeah. But next time, watch her. She's constantly, like she's chewing something.
Maybe she had a piece of Hubba Bubba in her mouth. You never know.
All seriousness, there's actually stories about this on YouTube and other websites. She's got the loose dentures, and she's constantly adjusting her dentures. That's what she's doing.
She needs to get poly grip.
Now, are you not kidding?
I am not kidding.
Wow.
Well, she has all the money in the world. Okay, she's a multi-millionaire. Get some teeth. If that drove you crazy, and it must drive her crazy, if you were her and had that money, wouldn't you go get your teeth straight?
Get those posts Nancy. Put in?
Yeah, Nancy. Right. Go ahead to Ballast Dental Care. Lead you in
there's
you
a
the
lot
right
of
direction.
Stories about this. Well, there's even a story about the Washington Times. The Washington Times ran a story about it.
Wow.
Well, you cannot help but
But it's all you look at, because once you notice she's doing it, and it's almost like she's trying to shift some snuff around or chewing tobacco or something. And I just wondered, what is she? And I'd never heard that.
I think last night everyone was watching her with those papers. She kept moving those papers around. Like,
yeah.
It's
like she was doing homework or something.
Yeah. Is that some, Tim, is that some speculation, or is that, did she say that to somebody?
No, there's serious news sites that are running stories about that, because apparently a lot of people are, it's gone viral, as they say, and
you can't help.
Well, there's a lot of very serious stories on serious news sites that indicate that she does have a denture issue.
Well, I just got a text from a friend of mine. He said, "You're right. Lots of old people do that." Well, I guess I've just never noticed other old people doing it. Today is a big day for somebody whose name you all know. And he's nice enough to have been standing by for the whole show. We spoke with him earlier. It's the 79th birthday of Tom Brokaw. And I understand he is with us now live by satellite. Let's check in and see how his birthday is going. Here's Tom Brokaw.
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
Hey, Tom, it's Frank again. How's the birthday going?
Oh, good, Steve.
No. It's Frank.
Oh, hey, Frank. Yeah. AM to PM.
Now he's back. He's back. Yeah. So far, have you done? Has anybody shown up with a special gift? Do you have some champagne there that you're sipping? What's going on?
Well, somebody brought one of those little. It's fake. It's not real champagne. It's that bubbly grape juice or something.
Oh, I know
like
what
that.
I know what you're talking about.
I made the mistake of saying that I was a little backed up before, and so they brought me grape juice. I thought it was prune juice. It's supposed to help you.
You know, Dan Strauss, why don't you tell Tom about your friend who makes that German chocolate cake, and maybe next year they could send Tom.
Ooh.
Tom, this is Dan Strauss. Dan, tell him about that cake.
Hi, Tom. My friend Nora shares a birthday with me. My birthday's August 4th, which the other day was my half birthday. But Nora, my old neighbor, she makes a German chocolate cake for me every year.
I love German chocolate cake. It's fabulous.
Oh, yeah, I do too. It's my favorite. But she makes me one. I could ask her, and maybe she could make you one for your 80th birthday.
That'd be fabulous. I love German chocolate cake.
Tom, we do have a special treat for you for your birthday. I know you listen when you can, and I know that you know that Dan plays the harmonica, and as a special surprise entry, he will now play Happy Birthday to you, Tom Brokaw, as we sing Happy Birthday to you. How's that sound, Tom? You ready?
I'm ready for that. That's the best thing that ever happened today.
Okay, Dan, would you give us a note so
okay,
we can
you ready?
What key we're in here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
We haven't rehearsed, so we may not be right together. I don't know how this is going to go, but here we go. One, two, one, two, two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw.
It's fair.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Tom.
I'm touched. I am so touched by that, it brings a tear in my eye. I'm going to have some meatloaf. I'm going to have a meatloaf dinner with some mashed potatoes and maybe some green beans.
Well, that sounds great, Tom. Once again, thanks for being a friend to the show, and happy birthday. You can sign off now.
All right. I will, Steve. All right.
No, Frank. It's Frank.
Okay, Frank. Yeah. That's right. I'm AM and the PM.
That's right. You are.
I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I'll see you later on or something. Or tomorrow
Tom
night.
Tom Brokaw, everybody. The great Tom Brokaw. Yeah. Boy, oh, boy.
What a thrill.
It is. He can't hear me now, but does anybody else disagree? I thought he was older. He seems older than 79 to me, doesn't he? I mean, he seemed like he's... Hmm. 80. Have you ever seen him with no mask? I mean, he looks older. I think he looks older.
Now my headphones are still on.
No,
Peter.
My goodness. Tom, did you hear that?
I did.
I'm sorry. Oh, I feel, Tom, I am so sorry. I didn't even know you were still on the satellite line. I am so sorry.
That's all right. I just brought my meatloaf in. So I'm going to go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom Brokaw.
Oh, God.
So what is this about? They may dig up James Brown's body.
What?
Well, there are 13 people who say they're convinced James Brown did not die of natural causes. That he was murdered. Yeah. They want his body dug up and they want an autopsy. James Brown died on Christmas Day 2006 at the age of 73. Hmm. Not that old. His official cause of death was listed as congestive heart failure resulting from complications of pneumonia. Now, I interviewed James Brown the day before he died.
Really?
Wow. And I said to him, you know, I heard you weren't... Well, I'll play it for you. This is the day before James Brown died. You'll hear me in the background interviewing James. Well, here's a little bit of it. James, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. There's some people that say that you're not well and that you may be very, very ill.
I feel good.
You do feel well, so you're not sick.
I feel good. Papa got a brand new bag. Huh. Feel good, Frank. Feel good, Frank. Huh. Feel good. Huh.
Well, he said he felt good, and then the next day he died. And
wow.
I just feel, I don't know, I feel honored that I guess I was the last person, maybe one of the last people to even speak to him. Now, in this ridiculous world of everything being appropriate, now we have a college professor, Daniel Pollack Pelsner, says that the 1964 Mary Poppins is racist and says Julie Andrews is racist for putting soot on her face while dancing with the chimney sweeps. What is happening in this ridiculous country? Mm. You got to be kidding. First of all, why even give this guy coverage?
I know.
I'm doing it to make fun of him. The news media is doing it because I think they probably, he's got a point, agree with him.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Nancy, and the Nancy shameful flirting with blackface. She joins Dick Van Dyke's for the song Step in Time. And they're trying to find all kinds of little things that symbolize racism. My goodness.
I don't remember that.
Relax.
Wasn't it just like splotchy on her? Like,
hell yeah, it wasn't black. Like,
yeah.
It was just soot.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to make a big deal out of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Well, I'm black from the waist down, so.
Well, see, that's racist. Mm. That's racist stereotyping right there when you said that. This is the great story of the guy who shows up when he sees that the shipyard is hiring and they're looking for people to unload cargo from the cargo ships. It's a very hard, physically demanding job. And one of the guys who shows up, and there's a foreman on the job site who's greeting people one by one. They come up. He's got a desk set up. He's taking applications. And one of the guys walks up, and he has a wooden leg and a hook for an arm, a right arm, and a patch over one eye, like he lost an eye. And the foreman looks up and says, "Can I help you?" He says, "Arger, I'm here for the job." He says, "Which job is that?" He goes, "Hey, the job I'm in cargo from the cargo ships." He says, "Pal, no offense, but this is a very physically demanding job, strenuous."
I can handle it. I was a pirate, a real pirate. They don't come tougher."
He says, "Well, maybe so, but you have a wooden leg and you have a hook for one arm and that patch, I assume, were you missing an eye?"
"You're missing me, I, yeah."
And you want to work unloading cargo, the shipyard?
"Aye."
What happened? Can I ask what happened with the leg? What happened with the leg?
"Well, I was out to sea, and some other pirates decided to board our boat. Got into a nasty fight. One of the pirates pulled a sword and whack, severed me leg. My buddies kept fighting while I ran into the cabin. I broke the leg off a table, lashed the wooden table leg to me stump, made a wooden leg, went out and kept fighting, and we killed them all.
The guy goes, "Wow, you are tough."
"Yeah, tough enough for this job."
He says, "If you don't mind, the hook, what happened there? You got a hook for a right arm."
"Yeah. It's not an arm, it's just a hand. It's like a hook for a hand. Here's what happened. It was another fight at sea. Pirates tried to board our ship, and again we get into a fight. One of these bastards pulls a big knife, and he caught me off guard, and severed me hand right off my wrist, just right at the wrist. I grabbed a grappling hook, and I lashed it to me stump, and we killed them all. And I went right back to work."
He goes, "Whoo, you are tough. I'll give you that. Wooden leg, hook for an arm, kept on working. But what about the eye? What's the deal with the eye? Are you like completely missing an eye?"
"Aye, missing me right eye."
And he says, how'd that happen?
"And he says it was a beautiful morning out at sea. Blue sky, bluest I've ever seen. And I'm out on deck just looking up, marveling at how beautiful it is. While I'm looking up, a seagull flies over and pooped right in me eye."
And the foreman says, "I don't think you lose an eye because a seagull poops in it." He goes,
"You do if it's your first day with a hook."
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by White Castle. A crash east and westbound 70 east of Warrenton. Accident eastbound 270 at Missouri Bottom has the right lanes blocked. Delays westbound 64 from Grand all the way out to Big Bend, and your stop and go westbound 44 between Kings Highway and Southwest. It doesn't matter what time it is, White Castle sliders are always the perfect snack. They're delicious, easy to make, and are exactly what you crave. You can stock up from the freezer aisle at your local grocery or order sacks in the app to pick up hot from the castle. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by Wednesday, February 13th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by February 13th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See Club for details.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek Saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Does just the thought of a new year motivate you to clear things out of your home? Well, it does the Appliance Discounter House.
We're marking prices way down just to get it out the door in order to make room for more great appliance deals.
These appliances need to go, all brands, including Samsung, Bosch, and GE.
Come by any of our beautiful showrooms and check out these clearance items priced so low that we're not even allowed to advertise.
The Appliance Discounter's deal so fine since 2009.
Hey, bro, I like that.
Let me get sober. Bring me along. Let me go.
go to Dallas, Texas. You know who's there. Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse both are only closed on Monday. Annie Guns is a fantastic restaurant. So good, you will need reservations for dinner. I don't care what night of the week you go. Of course, you can't go Monday because they're closed only on Monday. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell thousands, I mean thousands of gift cards. They're selling them today. All year, any season, there's always a reason to give somebody a gift card to Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Everybody doing okay?
I know. Everybody okay?
Yeah, doing great. Yeah.
Apparently, we're all okay.
With the Super Bowl over, this week's pop quiz themed celebrities who are fanatics about other teams and other sports. Today, name the name of the celebrity who goes to every home game, most of the away games, of Notre Dame football. Martin Scorsese, Martin Sheen. Had a glass of wine. Martin Sheen. I'm going to start over. Martin Scorsese, Martin Sheen, Mark Ruffalo, Mark Hamill. There you go. Love Nuggets have been doing this every day this week. Celebrities that fell in love, were engaged, bought rings, set a wedding, sent out invitations. This couple went all the way until 2 weeks before the wedding, then called it off. Do you remember Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt?
No.
Oh, yeah, wow, that was a long time ago.
It's going back 25 years, but yeah, they were engaged, ready to get married. Remember, they got their hair cut the same way.
Yeah.
And then after they broke up, Gwyneth's the one that said that Brad Pitt had that horrible B.O. I guess it wasn't a good breakup. Movie Nugget, Netflix bought the rights to the movie Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. That's the name of the movie. They bought it just 10 minutes after seeing it at Sundance last week. It is the incredible in-depth docudrama about Ted Bundy. It does star Zac Efron as Bundy. Great supporting cast. Haley Joel Osment, Jim Parsons, John Malkovich, Lily Collins. I can't wait to see this movie. I hear it is fabulous. It'll be on Netflix this summer. Netflix is currently running interviews with Ted Bundy, which is quite enlightening to watch. By the way, Frank, did you watch the second episode of End of the Night?
Yes, watched it last night.
Pretty good, huh?
It's very good. Yeah.
And I tell you what, I had my cell phone while I was watching, and I pulled up that guy's name. That Hunnell, or whatever his name is, George Hunnell, had pictures of him from the newspaper. He was arrested for incest the year after the black, what's her name, was killed. It's really interesting stuff. Odds and ends, early Oscar rehearsals have started, and doesn't look like there's going to be a host. I think a lot of the nominees will be introduced by stars while sitting at their seats.
I agree. It's probably too late. And nobody now wants to take on that job. I think you're right. I think they're going to find a different way to do it, and it'll probably be just fine.
There you go. Absolutely. How about Hawaii considering banning sales of cigarettes?
Yeah, I saw that. And
really?
It's an interesting piece. Yeah, it's an interesting piece of legislation. It's like, well, you tell them. Go ahead. I don't want to steal your thunder here.
Well, you just say, you know, you have to be 100 years old to buy them, basically, and they're going to stop smoking. More people smoke in the state of Hawaii than any other state, and it's the Asian influence. You know, I am from Hawaii. Caucasians only make up about 26% of the population. The rest are Asian from China, from Japan, from Thailand, from the Philippines. And they smoke more over in Asia than they do in Europe or in America. So I don't know how that's going to work. I can't imagine it would work very well.
I don't either. And it looks like a joke, but it's not, because the legislation, the way it's presented is, in, like, let's say 2021 or sooner, you have to be 21, not 18, to buy cigarettes. And then 3 years later, 4 years later, you have to be 30. And then you have to be 40. And then you have to be 50. And like Mike said, at the end of the piece of legislation, it gets to the point where you have to be 100 years old to be able to buy cigarettes legally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Adam Levine has, well, look at the senators they have in from Hawaii. I mean, they're a piece of work. And I had dinner with one during Christmas when I was in D.C., Brian Schultz. Adam Levine has reportedly seen a playback of his halftime performance and admits that he was embarrassed. Well, hell, I'm embarrassed, and I'm not even him, so I can imagine how embarrassed he's got to be. I think it was horrible. If you're in England,
horrible.
If you're in Germany, if you're in Italy, if you're in France, be aware some restaurants there actually serve horse meat and squirrel.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I prefer In-N-Out Burger or, you know, I don't know.
Fried squirrel ain't too bad.
What is it?
Fried squirrel, not too bad.
Yeah. Fried squirrel's not too bad.
Bernice used to make squirrel gravy. And eat squirrel.
Limey, was this a big? Was this something big in Great Britain? Fried squirrel?
No, actually, I hung out with some friends out in St. Charles, and they fried up some squirrel. I asked me if I wanted to try some, and it was pretty good.
What did it taste like? It
didn't really taste like chicken. Almost
because it's a rodent. Did it taste like rat?
It was kind of gamey, a little greasy. Kind of tasted like a mix between like duck and. I'm like pork or something. It was a weird meat.
I tried squirrel when I was a kid. A neighbor used to kill squirrels and cook them up, and it's like I didn't like it.
That's a good story. Thank you.
Thanks.
That's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Fabulous freaking story there. How are the drivers in St. Louis? I don't find St. Louis drivers bad at all.
Oh, they
what? Oh, no, they're bad.
They're not bad. No, they're not bad.
No, not compared. They just had a 5-year study of the most dangerous drivers, worst drivers in the country. The 5 worst, the most dangerous drivers, number 5, San Bernardino, California. Number 4, Little Rock, Arkansas. Number 3, Augusta, Georgia. Number 2, Orlando, Florida. Number 1, most dangerous, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of elderly. You know what? If I'm behind a car, I have a car next to me that has Arkansas plates, I try to get away from that car. I don't know why.
A car where the older person is so short you can't even see the head of anybody at the steering wheel, get away from that car, too.
Get away from that car.
Yeah.
Here's my word to the wise today. Stop trying to make everybody happy. You're not tequila, okay?
thank you.
How much time I got?
1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Man, I was just cruising right along. Things were going great.
Yes, they were.
I only have a minute. So much fun. We're having fun, Frank. The time just
Mike. We sure are.
All right, Ian. Were you being sarcastic? Facetious?
No.
Who loves that Notre Dame? Martin Sheen. Martin Scorsese. Mark Ruffalo. Mark Hamill.
I'm going to go with Mark Hamill.
I'm going to go Ruffalo.
Scorsese. I'll say Sheen.
The answer is Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Long line of Irish. His mom came from Ireland. He used to go to every single Notre Dame game with his best friend, another Irishman, Carol O'Connor, before he died. What happened to your voice?
Irish.
I'm going to have a drink. Mike Evans, say up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not only the winner of that pop quiz, I am the Ma champion today. For 24 hours, I take the Ma trophy home. Thank you so much for acknowledging my superiority just today. We will be back tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, Ian.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. No matter what it is, we have it covered for you.
All right, your choice for halftime. Is there a perfect choice?
Do circus acts. Do a Ringling Brothers. I'm serious. You bring guys on elephants doing tricks. You got trapeze artists shooting guys from cannons from end zone to end zone through the uprights. Unicycle bears. And I think that is entertaining.
It's only here on 590 The Fan.
Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. You have to go to Schnucks for Valentine's Day this year. In fact, you have to go to Schnucks anytime you need flowers. That's because this year, Schnucks is making it even easier. Now you can order your flowers right there on the Schnucks Rewards app. So when everyone else who waited until the last minute is rushing to Schnucks to pick up their flowers, you'll be one